This afternoon, Congressman Daryl Issa plans to introduce a bill that will change the way financial regulatory agencies go about their work. The Financial Transparency Act of 2015 would modernize the process of financial regulatory reporting and force all 9 major financial regulators to adopt open data formats for everything they collect. For more, we turn to Hudson Hollister, the executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Hudson, good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning. I've got my coffee.
All right. So what are the purposes of this bill exactly?
Tom, too often, most financial regulators, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Reserve, and so on, use disconnected documents and PDFs to collect the information that they have to gather under the financial laws instead of using searchable data. The Financial Transparency Act seeks to change that.
All right. And so I was thinking, though, when you mentioned the Securities and Exchange Commission, they have an online system for collecting data for the quarterly filings that public companies have to do. And those are in machine-readable formats already. So where does the shortfall occur?
That's exactly right. The Securities and Exchange Commission has their EDGAR system. That collects information as documents, and the document is machine-readable in the sense that it's an HTML file, but the pieces of information inside the document aren't separately called out. It might be 100 pages long, and there's no way to get at each individual piece of information. The Financial Transparency Act says each piece of information should be separately tagged. That means investors and analysts don't have to manually enter it into their systems. The software can do that for them.
So the idea is that analysis or even applications using this data would be much easier to accomplish.
That's right. Life would also get easier for the regulated entities. Too often, public companies, financial firms, banks, they have to take information from their software systems, retype it into a document, and then send that to the regulators. Why not have it go up to the regulators as data to begin with? That would mean we could use software to automate that process too.
Does this bill envision some kind of a portal, that would accept all this information from companies and regulated entities, regardless of the agency collecting it?
Well, not directly, because the 8 different agencies have very different reporting regimes, but the bill does direct the Office of Financial Research at the Treasury Department to figure out which data fields reach across all agencies. One example of that is the OFR's current work to pursue the legal entity identifier. That will be a consistent identification code for all the entities that have to report to financial regulators. If the OFR got a stronger mandate, which the Financial Transparency Act would provide, that means one day we could be able to pull up the records for a particular company or firm and automatically see all of the different filings that it makes with different regulators. That's impossible today because they're all using different identifiers.
Now, there's an interesting, origin or etiology of this bill, because part of it came out of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law, but didn't get to be part of that bill. And also part of it is derived from the Data Act, which applies to federal agencies. Tell us about how this whole thing got formulated.
Well, you're right to mention those two precedents. During the Dodd-Frank conference between the House and Senate, the House unanimously approved language that would have done this, that would have moved all the regulators to start using searchable data instead of plain text documents to collect information from the financial industry. And then a couple of years later, the Data Act came along. That's a mandate for the same thing for federal spending. The Data Act actually became law in 2014, and most of the times you and I talk, Tom, it's been all about the implementation of the Data Act. The Financial Transparency Act does that same transformation, the same movement from documents to open data that the Data Act is already working in federal spending.
All right. We're speaking with Hudson Hollister. He's executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. And you've explained what kind of thing this would impose on the regulated companies, which there might be some of them that have to deal in some manner with all 9 of those agencies at some point in their lives. What does it require of the agencies themselves?
Well, the agencies have to take the information that they are already collecting. This bill doesn't require anyone to get new information, just covers the existing reports. The agencies have to take the information that they are already collecting and adopt consistent data fields and consistent data formats for that information. Then when the regulated entities report, often they'll be able to use software instead of manually reporting the information.
So it sounds like the implication then is that the agencies could share information reliably amongst one another, knowing that the same type of data is in the same type of field in the same format, regardless of the agency that collected it.
We would certainly hope so. There's one study that showed that information reported to the Federal Reserve, a majority of those data fields are also reported to the Securities and Exchange Commission. But those two agencies right now don't share any at all. And most of the entities have totally separate offices set up to report to the Fed and to report to the SEC.
It seems like this bill then would touch off quite a bit of internal consternation. I mean, if the agencies, they're going to have to learn to play together, it sounds like.
Well, I'll be frank. I used to work for the Securities and Exchange Commission, and at the Corporation Finance Division there, some staff are still forced to verify the math of corporate financial statements with calculators and pencils. That's how much growth still has to happen at the SEC.
Wow. So, yeah, so that's a big automation job required right there. Now, did the Data Transparency Coalition, your group, have some input into the creation of this bill?
Well, we've been really excited to find a great deal of support in Congress for this transformation. The group that will be announcing this legislation at 2 p.m. this afternoon, led by Congressman Darrell Issa, is bipartisan. We've been calling for legislation like this for the last 3 years, so we're very excited that it's getting introduced today.
I'm curious, too, as to why originally it was called the Making All Data Open for Financial Transparency, which just happens to be the word Madoff. But Madoff, of course, had great data. It was just all made up.
That's right. Well, this bill was named the best acronym in D.C. by the Washington Post when it was called the Madoff Transparency Act. Ultimately, they decided to give it a more prosaic name for longevity. But there's a story back there. When Madoff was filing with his firm, with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the different offices of the SEC were unaware that their colleagues were also receiving information from Madoff. And that's because there were no consistent data fields that the SEC was using that would have allowed the SEC to realize that different offices were receiving similar information. If they had compared that information, they could have discovered the fraud.
So he knew his way around the plumbing better than the government itself knew its way around its own plumbing.
The Madoff failure was a data failure.
All right. So given that, then, what authority is in the bill, or to whom does the authority go to decide this is the data field here and that's the data field there, and this is the format that will be used? Anyone in charge here?
The bill puts each agency in charge of it deciding what the fields and formats should be for the information it collects, assuming that that agency will be the expert. But as I mentioned before, the bill also assigns the Office of Financial Research at the Treasury to figure out the government-wide, or rather the financial sector-wide fields, especially that legal entity identifier.
Yes, because if you don't have the same fields across, then the whole idea of sharing goes out the window, right? Or never gets in the window.
Not just sharing, but consolidated reporting. Countries like Australia, the Netherlands, the UK, they're all adopting systems where the different regulators agree on data fields, and that means that software can automatically handle the reporting to multiple regulators at once. That's unknown here. But if we get those consistent fields adopted across the financial regulatory sector, it'll become possible.
All right, so this bill will be introduced in committee today. Do you have any sense of when it might be taken up and when it might get to the full House, and what about the Senate?
Well, I think it'll be assigned to the Financial Services Committee and the Agriculture Committee. Many of the co-sponsors are on the Financial Services Committee. I think we also have a co-sponsor on the Agriculture Committee, and then it'll be up to the leadership of those committees to decide when and how to move the bill forward. The Data Act took 3 years to pass. I think a reform of this magnitude has to take time, but I do believe it'll happen.
Hudson Hollister is Executive Director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Tom.